Chapter 30, the Devarim of Agur ben Yakeh, even the Masa, the Gever, spoke unto Itiel, even unto Itiel and Uchal. Surely I am more stupid than any Ish, and have not the Binat Adam. I neither learned Chokmah, nor have the Da'as of the Kadoshim. Who hath ascended into Shemaim or descended? Who hath gathered Ruach in the hollows of his hands? Who hath bound the Mayim in a cloak? Who hath established all the Afsei Aretz? What is Shemo? And what is Shembano, if thou canst tell? Every word of Hashem is flawless. He is a mogad unto them that take refuge in him. Add thou not unto his devarim, lest he rebuke thee, and thou be found a kazav. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before my mote. Remove far from me shav and devar kazav. Give me neither poverty nor oyster. Feed me lechem huki, lest I be full, and deny thee, and say, who is Hashem? Or lest I be poor, and become a ganav, and profane the shem of Elohai. Do not slander an evet unto his adon, lest he curse thee, and thou be found guilty. There is a door that curseth its av, and doth not make a bracha on its im. There is a door that is tahor in its own einayim, and yet is not washed from its filthiness. There is a door, oh, how haughty and loftiness are their einayim, and their eyelids are proudly lifted up. There is a door whose teeth are as haravot, and their jaw teeth are as knives to devour the anayim from off haaretz, and the evyonim from among adam. The leech hath two banot, give, give. There are shalosh that are never satisfied. Indeed, four things never say enough. Sheol, and the barren womb. Eretz, that is never satisfied with mayim, and esh, that saith not enough. The ayin that mocketh at av, and scorneth to obey im, the ravens of the valley shall peck it out, and the b'nei nesher shall eat it. There are shalosh, which are too wonderful for me. Indeed, four, which I understand not. The derek hanesher in the sky, the derek nahash upon a tzur, the derek oniyah in the midst of the yam, and the derek gever with an alma. Such is the derek isha menaefet. She eateth and wipeth her pay and saith, I have done no wrong. For shalosh the eretz is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear. For an eved when he reigneth, and a naval when he is full with lechem. For an unloved woman when she is married, and a shefa that displaces her gevirah. There are four things which are little upon eretz, but they are exceeding hachamim. The Nemalim are an am lo oz, yet they store up their lechem in kites. The badgers are but a feeble folk, yet they make their base in the rocks. The arbeh have no melech, yet they go forth all of them in ranks. The lizard can be held in the hands, yet is in hechalot of a melech. There are shaloshah, which are majestic in stride. Even four are stately in walk. A lion, which is gabor among behemah, and retreateth not from any. The strutting rooster, the he-goat also, and a melech, when his army is with him. If thou hast done foolishly in exalting thyself, or if thou hast devised ra, lay thine yad upon thy pay. Surely the churning of holov bringeth forth hema, and the wringing of the nose bringing forth dam, so the stirring up of anger bringeth forth strife.